And welcome to Fire Dragon's Halo Custom Edition Map Reviews. Today we will focus on some of the more classic maps, like Quagmire, Fissure Falls, and Cliffhanger. First, I would like to say thanks for watching, listening to the podcast. I am Matthew Needler, also known as FireDragon04. I have released many maps in my lifetime already, and I do tend and do want to release a lot more maps. Maps can be downloaded from halomaps.org, which is hosted by a nice guy called Dennis, which a lot of the guys know as UXB. It has a variety of maps, new and old, and people just submit the files to his FTP and he puts them on the site. It's a thing I do. So, first map we will look at today is Quagmire. This map is set in the swamps of Halo, so the dense swamplands, and it was made by Malkin. This was made quite a long time ago, exactly the 16th of the 7th month of 4. So that's the 16th of July 2004. That's when it, I don't know if that was when it was made, but that's when it was uploaded to the site. It's a very unusual map, yet if you've played single player, you will understand what the map is based off, which is 343 Gilly Spark, the swamp level. Above the trees there is a pelican flyover. You can see the pelican briefly, and you can see the lights, and you can also hear its sounds. The swamp has nice sound effects. It's very, not scary, but very creepy, to hear all the little bugs and everything. There's also, it's raining, and it has a nice rain effect on it as well. As I said, it's set in the dense swamplands of Halo. It has giant trees, dense fog, and, it's just raining everywhere. That's really everything about the map, but I do rate it a 9 out of 10. The only reason it didn't get 10 out of 10 is it's a bit big for a swamp map. I would like it to be a bit smaller for fast action, but that was just that. The next map I'm going to do is Cliffhanger. This is a great map. It's very, looks like it's based off the original E3 demo of Halo. Not the original, but I believe it was the original, I'm not sure, but it had a big base on it, and this one is a smaller version of the bases as the actual bases. This is made by the same guy as Quagmire, this is Malkin again. This one was uploaded to the site on the 15th of May 2004, so it could have been made any time around that. It's set on the cliff side of Halo. It's to top of mountains, really, opposite sides with a deep crater between them, which is feeded by a waterfall and a stream. There's a custom tree. He also created a brand new skybox kind of look to the whole sky. He also released these trees and this sky, so he open sourced some of the things that he's made, which is always a good thing for me. That's why I'm giving this map a 10 out of 10, not only because it's beautiful and it's got great FPS, so it's got great play on it, it's medium sized, so it's fast, it's reasonably fast paced, and it's great for CTF. Another map we'll be looking at is Fissure Falls. This was, I believe, one of the first maps created for CE. I do remember seeing it quite early when I first started playing Halo CE. I also remember seeing those other two maps. It's set above a big canyon, and there's a waterfall at one side of it which falls down into this big canyon. You can tell it's old compared to some of the new maps, but it's still great playing CTF and things like that. It's another medium-sized map, so it's good to go from side to side. This map was released on the 11th of June 2004. It was made by a guy called Crispy, and he recommends the size for 2 to 8 players, which is about a good thing. The description that Dennis over at Halo Maps gave it is a remote river has worn away the thin shield of stone that once concealed the cave from the outside world and has revealed an ancient foreigner facility still mysteriously powered and worth fighting over. Sounds like something the guy who created the map would say, but it does not actually say that anywhere in the readme. So that's a very nice thing. The guy Crispy says the layout is the major feature of the level is a bottomless pit running down the centre into which the waterfall drops. The red and blue bases are situated at either end of the fissure and on opposite sides. A series of floors, tunnels and catwalks fill the rest of each side. There are 7 separate routes from one side of the fissure to the other. The main route is across the central bridge. This is the quickest route from base to base, but it is also very exposed. There are 2 routes which are a bit longer, and these are along the cliff walls at either end of the fissure. These are the longest routes, like I said, but provide better cover and also high-level bridges at either end which are very exposed, but provide an elevated entrance to the bases. The bases have 4 other entrances. There is a ramp up to the base from the arena in front of it, a path that leads underneath the base for doubling back up, and a stairway. A leap of faith from the catwalk above the arena, and a back route via a ledge in the cliff wall to the side of the arena. He recommends things like CTF and King of the Hill, which are both games I have played on it, but also Slayer is a very good thing. Oddball is very frustrating, and Race is not much fun outside of vehicle levels, but is in the level for the completeness of it. I give that map another 10 out of 10 because it's an original and it's just purely amazing. The next one we're going to do is Night Camp. I remember playing this map way back when I got first asked to play Halo. Halo C, that is, because I was playing Halo PC at the time when I heard about this. It's quite a dark map, yet it has vivid coloured bases and quite a lot of areas to run around, hide and things like that. There's not much to say on it because it's one of the first maps that was made, so all I'm going to say is I give it a 9 out of 10. I'm not sure I like the darkness, but yeah. The last map we're going to do today is an a lot more recent one, which was by Mother Goat and Nerokoneza. This one is called Emir. I will read the description. It says, Emir, an open-air prison facility built by the foreigners for those forced to exile. No one is confined where exactly on Halo. Oh, there, I'm losing my words. No one is confident where exactly on Halo the mountain facility is, but its gigantic communication tower and solar panels provide the amount of I can't even say that word, autonomy, whatever. Yeah, suggesting that the foreigners were very interested in maintaining contact with the prisoners. This map has great look, great feel to it. I wish they'd stop using long words to confuse me when they're trying to describe the map. But yeah, it has a great vehicle on it called the Wasp, which was created by Dominator, skinned by Lightning, and tagged by SSDC. And the concept made for Halo was by Mother Goat. It's a very good map, I recommend everyone playing it. It's very fast-paced and very good for the CTF on it. I know that Mother Goat designed this one, Arduino Neurokineser did a very good job on modelling and etc. on the map. He also uses the cliffhanger sky, so that's another good reason why Malkine open sourced some of the things. This map has great play, like I said, and it's very, very amazing, really. I'm giving this map another 10 out of 10. So I hope everyone enjoyed Fire Dragon's Heresy map review podcast. And this is the first for this week, and it's my first podcast overall. I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening.